As we finish dessert, luckily, sticky date pudding is on the menu for Cougar. There is a break in the conversation. Rory gives me a meaningful nod. I clear my throat. Ahem. Maria and Lucas turn to me. I straighten my spine. I'd like to brief you on my program. Then we can be sure we're all on the same page. Lucas's blue eyes crinkle. Are you planning to include climate change in your show? I am jolted out of my happy sense of taking control. I have no idea what he is talking about. This show is about Antarctica. It's about ice and penguins, snow and seals. That's what you always have in shows about Antarctica. No one is interested in climate change, and certainly not at 7:30 p.m. on a weeknight when the alternative is watching Kitchen Talent on Channel 4. Climate change is boring. The ABC might get away with it, but our audience has a trigger-happy grip on the remote control, and they're not afraid to use it. I'm about to tell him this, but he continues. All we get is documentaries about ice and cute little penguins, Lucas snorts. It drives me crazy. When are we going to see some real science? You are a glaciologist. I nod. Whatever that is. Good. Then you know all about it. He smiles. His teeth are very white. I cough. I'm keen to divert the conversation away from my broad knowledge of glaciology. Lucas taps his fork on his glass and the hum in the room lowers. I wasn't expecting the whole room to listen in. Even the minister's table is turned my way. Even Adrian. Cougar is going to brief us on her program, Lucas announces. I expect this will be of interest to everyone. There is much scraping as everyone swivels their chairs to face our table. Rory raises his eyebrows at me. I get to my feet. For some reason, the music from Dynasty runs through my head. I think of how, when the show starts, they run a rapid recap of recent developments. It's not your baby. Give it to me straight, Doctor. He's not dead. Lucas's eyes are focused on me. Maria's head is cocked to the side. Adrian looks alert and ready to rate my performance. The minister folds his arms as if awaiting a controversial policy announcement from the opposition. And I think it is this that sends me off in an unexpected direction. Shoot first and take aim later. I take a deep breath. Hurricanes are increasing. Bushfires are raging. Polar bears are at risk of extinction. Polar Fun for Kids filled me in on the polar bear situation. It seems the thin sea ice in the Arctic is leading to polar bears having difficulties in catching seals. Rory is wide-eyed. It's hard to know whether he's impressed or alarmed. Lucas and Maria seem puzzled but interested. Maria opens her mouth, but I hold up my hand. I am Cougar. I have the floor. I have no idea what I'm going to do with it, but I haven't finished yet. What would Alexis do? If this was a soap opera, someone could return from the dead. A long-lost relative might knock on the door. There could be a murder, an unexpected pregnancy, or an arrest for shoplifting. I could blow something up, give someone cancer, or crash a car. But none of that is going to happen now. They are waiting for me to talk about climate change. With the possible exception of Rory, there is no one here who knows less about this subject than me.